Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, boys and girls. Welcome to the Balance's 15-minute wrap-up. Join Tom and that redneck from Philly, Kevin, and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up today's sports.
When the Heat and the Lakers met for the first time last season, the game ended in what can only be described as dramatic fashion.
Looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in!
It was the beginning of a memorable season for Kobe Bryant and the Lakers, which ended in a second straight NBA championship. The Heat, while they did make the playoffs, suffered an unceremonious first-round exit at the hands of the eventual Eastern Conference champion, Boston Celtics. In the offseason, Miami pulled off three of the biggest free agent signings in history, landing a trio of superstars unlike any other. On Christmas Day, the new-look Heat, led by LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, head to Staples Center for the first and only time this year to take on Kobe Bryant, Pau Gasol, and the rest of the reigning NBA champions in an East-meets-West battle of epic proportions.
We're having fun now. We're about to.
And welcome to another episode of The Wrap Up. This is the Wrap Up, a little bit of extended version today. We're a production of The Balance. My name's Tom. Right alongside me is that not the redneck from Kevin, but $2 Bill Josh. Josh, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm well. How are you, Tom?
I am good. Are we ready to wrap things up over sports in the last 24 hours? Special congrats go out to the Lady Huskies for their big number 89. Josh, what's going on around the world of the NBA and NCAA? What are you blogging about? What are people talking about right here as we get close to the Christmas holiday? Josh, take it away, buddy.
Well, as Tom just said, UConn Lady Huskies won their 89th straight game last night. Wow, 89. Think about that for a minute. That's almost three complete seasons without tasting defeat. And you hear a lot of people saying, oh, the UConn Lady Huskies are bad for women's basketball. They're too dominant. I would like to take the opposite approach. They're actually good for women's basketball. How many other women's teams do you hear guys talking about? You don't hear them talk about Tennessee, Stanford, Baylor. But that being said, congratulations to Coach Gino Auri, Emma Maya Moore, Tiffany Hayes, Indianapolis' own Kelly Ferris, Bria Hartley, and the rest of the UConn Lady Huskies. Bit of sad news today. Larry Brown stepped down as the Bobcats coach. He's probably one of the top five, six NBA coaches of all time. He's coached nine different NBA teams, taken eight of them to the playoffs. I remember being a little boy going down to what was still Market Square Arena before they moved to Casico Fieldhouse, watching Larry Brown, Reggie Miller, Antonio Davis, Dale Davis, Rick Smith, Mark Jackson, and the Pacers. He's also took the Clippers to the playoffs. He won the NBA championship with the Detroit Pistons. He took the Bobcats to the playoffs. He coached the Nets, the Sixers, the Spurs, and other teams. It's sad that he's walking away. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see him coach again, although he is 70 years old. What about those hot Dallas Mavericks? 105, Magic 99. Wow, the Mavericks look really good. Last night, with his 17 points, Dirk Nowitzki passed Larry Bird, the Hick from French Lick, for 25th place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Kevin Durant has 32 points. He is the NBA's leading scorer as the Thunder beat the Bobcats 99-81 in Larry Brown's final game. Derrick Rose, Carlos Boozer, Luol Deng, and the rest of the Chicago Bulls blew out the Philadelphia 76ers, 121-76. The up-and-coming Nets knocked off Mike Conley and the Memphis Grizzlies, 101-94. The very entertaining, although maybe not very good, Golden State Warriors knocked off the Sacramento Kings, 117-109. The Sacramento Kings have the NBA's worst record. They are an absolute mess at the moment. Milwaukee went into L.A. and knocked off the Lakers, 98-79. Kobe Bryant got ejected in the fourth quarter. Some big games to watch tonight in the NBA. The Denver Nuggets taking on the NBA best, San Antonio Spurs at 8:30. Carmelo Anthony will not play for the Nuggets. He had a death in the family. Derrick Rose, Luol Deng, Carlos Boozer, and the rest of the Chicago Bulls go to the nation's capital. Take on John Wall, Rashard Lewis, Nick Young, and the rest of Flip Saunders' up-and-coming Washington Wizards at 7 on NBA TV. And an old-time rivalry. Kevin Garnett, Rondo, Pierce, Allen, and Shaq-tastic take on the Philadelphia 76ers at 7. Some interesting storylines I've noticed in the NBA this year. The emergence of the New York Knicks behind Wes Wilson Chandler, Danilo Gallinari, Raymond Felton, and Amari Stoudemire. Good to see Donnie Walsh has it going in New York. Also good to see former Pacer Sean Williams getting another chance. The play of the Spurs, the Mavericks, the Celtics is incredible. And the Heat are finally getting it turned around. Now to a loaded day in the NCAA last night. The Buckeyes of Ohio State, ranked number 2 in the country, demolished UNC Asheville 96-49. Good to see the Buckeyes doing good over in Columbus. And the feel-good story of the year, number 7, San Diego State, 65, San Francisco, 56. San Diego State is 13-0 for the first time in school history. And an upset, UNLV 63, number 11, Kansas State 59, Jacob Pullen and Kelly are both suspended for Kansas State. Apparently they went to the mall and they got a discount on some clothes that they shouldn't have gotten. That's against NCAA rules. Number 13, Purdue 77, IPFW 52. Purdue's 11-1. What about Jawan Johnson? On Saturday, he had 31 points. Yesterday, 24 points and 17 rebounds for the Boilermakers. I feel sorry for Dane Fife as an IU fan. His IPFW team is struggling. Another upset, USC 65, Tennessee, number 19, Tennessee 64. That's Bruce Pearl, the Tennessee Volunteers' third straight loss. Jimmy Verdette and the number 23 BYU Cougars 72, Weber State 66, BYU's 11-1. Texas A&M 86, Wagner 51, Texas A&M is 11-1. Today the IBM Las Vegas Classic semifinals begin with the Indiana Hoosiers taking on Northern Iowa at 7 p.m. You catch that game on CBS College Sports. And Steve Alford's New Mexico team taking on Colorado at 10 p.m. The winners will meet tomorrow at 10. The losers will meet tomorrow at 7:30. This should be a good 2 days for Indiana University. I look for them to go 2-0 in this field and move to 11-2 on the year. Behind the strong player, Christian Watford, Jordan Halls, Verdell Jones, and the rest of the IU Hoosiers. Hoosier fans, stick with Tom Crean. He's got IU on the way back. We may not be completely back yet, but we're on the way. Tonight's top 25 action includes the Jayhawks of Kansas, who are ranked number 3 in the country, taking on the Cal Golden Bears at 11. Number 4, UConn versus Harvard at 7 p.m. The number 5, Orange of Syracuse, taking on Drexel at 7. Number 6, Pitt, taking on American at 7 p.m. a tough game for IUPUI in the Las Vegas Holiday Hoops Classic, which is another tournament going on in Las Vegas as they take on number 7 San Diego State at 10. Villanova takes on Monmouth at 7. And a matchup of top 25 teams, number 10 Missouri takes on Illinois at 9 on ESPN2. Number 12 Michigan State takes on number 22 Texas at 7 on ESPN2. Earlier today, Kentucky blew out Winthrop. Number 15 Baylor is taking on San Diego, currently on ESPNU. Number 19 Florida is taking on Radford. The Gators are looking to rebound from their upset loss to Jacksonville the other day. Mike Gray and the Notre Dame Irish, who are ranked 20th, are taking on University of Maryland, Baltimore County at 7:30. And my Louisville Cardinals, ranked 25th in the country under the direction of Rick Pitino, taking on an in-state rival, Western Kentucky, at 8. The Butler Bulldogs look to continue their winning ways, coming off their strong performance against Stanford the other day, as they take on Utah.
Go ahead, Josh. I apologize there.
And the Diamond Head Classic in Hawaii. The first of 3 straight days of basketball for the Butler Bulldogs. Tonight is the Mako Las Vegas Bowl between number 10, 11-1 Boise State in Utah at 10-2 at 8 p.m. on ESPN. A quick prediction, Boise State 38, Utah 20. Utah has won 9 straight bowl games, but that streak will end tonight.
I'm back with you. I'm sorry I had to run downstairs real quickly, but we're good to go now. And so is everybody up to speed. And again, this is the wrap-up. We are a production of The Balance, where you can be heard every day. Plus, you can find us online, www.thebalanceonline.com. And I know that Josh mentioned the Lakers, the Heat game coming up on Saturday. My goodness, Virginia, is there a Santa Claus? We'll see what happens. Colby and LeBron going head-to-head on Christmas Day. Should be a good game. Also, moving over to the NFL, the Colts lose Austin Collie to the IR, and they are on a push for the playoffs. We need Austin Collie. I know that there's been some talk about him now going to be retiring soon. I have not heard that. I hope that doesn't happen. Colts receiver Austin Collie did suffer a concussion Sunday against Jacksonville, and the team placed him on injured reserve today. I tell you what, this is his second year, and Manning feels like he's losing a veteran there. Josh, what are your thoughts on the Austin Collie saga?
I'm one of the people that hopes Austin Collie does retire. I hope he takes into consideration that this is his third concussion in 2 years. Football is but a temporary activity. But being a husband and a father is forever. He needs to consider what type of father he wants to be for his kids. I put more about that in my blog, which will be up today.
Okay. Another thing about a guy that maybe should retire is Donovan McNabb. I tell you what, McNabb felt like he was very disrespected by Mike Shanahan in his handling of the quarterback situation there in Washington Redskins. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I think Donovan has lost his mojo. I don't know that Donovan McNabb really is the leader of the future for the Washington Redskins. I'd certainly look for him right after the first game of the next season, which is what the Redskins have him for, unless they release him to negotiations to somewhat figure out a way to become an unrestricted free agent, which is probably what he should have done to begin with. Also, speaking of quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers is cleared and practices with the Packers. And so we'll see what happens. But I tell you what, the number one fan to get voted in, fan voting in, is Tom Brady into the Pro Bowl. If things don't change or turn around, it looks like Tom Brady is going to be our MVP. Certainly not Brett Favre. Hopefully Brett Favre is gone. Gone, goodbye. Josh, what are your thoughts?
I personally think Michael Vick should be MVP, but not Tom Brady. Although Tom Brady is a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. And I'm just going to call it now. Look for Donovan McNabb to replace Brett Favre in Minnesota next season.
Well, we'll see. That's probably a very good prediction, but we'll see what happens there. That's a very good prediction and a very good possibility. Certainly is one that would be open. Certainly is a team that's looking to rebuild, looking to have a quarterback to come in and lead them. Donovan McNabb wants to show that he still has his mojo, so that could be a good opportunity. But what my question to you is, Josh, what will the Colts do with it without Colley? How can we make it happen without him? What's going to happen, Josh?
We need to keep force-feeding Donald Brown and Jarvis James and Dominic Rhodes to football. They seem to get the job done against the Jaguars. I can't see why they couldn't get it done against the Raiders.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Manning has a 142.3 passer rating when throwing to Colley this season. That's the best quarterback passer rating when targeting with a certain wide receiver in the NFL by a margin of 17.2 points. So I'm going to tell you guys, quite frankly, the Colts need Austin Colley. Not going to happen. Got to figure out a way to make it happen. And we'll see where the new target for Peyton Manning is. One of the things we do know for sure about Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning, and he is not going to go down without a fight. So we will see what happens there in that situation with the Colts trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. I know we got a lot to talk about. I don't know, Josh, I'm sure you talked about those Lady Huskies. What an accomplishment. Never been done before in the NCAA by a man team or a female team. What a great job. Our hats go off to them. Accomplishing something that nobody else has ever been able to accomplish before. And my guess is it's going to be a very long time before any of that ever happens again. So congratulations on there. Also, NCAA basketball got a lot going on over there. Josh, did you talk anything at all about Purdue, IU, the Las Vegas Classic or anything like that? I apologize for missing the first part of this show. When you try to multitask, sometimes you know how that goes.
Actually, I did bring up Purdue and the fact that Jawan Johnson is becoming quite a player. Saturday had 31 points. Yesterday had 24 points and 17 rebounds, which he'll have to do night in and night out in the Big Ten for the Boilers to survive. And just a reminder, as Tom is talking about, the IBN Las Vegas Classic semifinals begin tonight with IU playing Northern Iowa at 7. You can only see that game on CBS College Sports. Steve Alford's New Mexico team takes on Colorado at 10 p.m., also only available on CBS Sports. The two losers of those games will play tomorrow night at 7:30 on CBS College Sports. And tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, watch the IU Hoosiers under Coach Tom Crean with Christian Wofford to take on Steve Alford's New Mexico team for the title at 10.
Well, that'll be a great game. I tell you what, to see IU and New Mexico going at it for the championship game of the Las Vegas Classic, that'd be a great game. Speaking of great games, the one you were talking about earlier tonight, Louisville, Western Kentucky, I'm going to tell you it's a sellout down there, probably one of the biggest crowds WKU has ever seen down there. They've got some good players. If the Cards don't come ready to put it together, if Rick Pitino has not prepped them, this is no pushover team. Western Kentucky can beat the Cardinals tonight. It can be an upset. I'm going to tell you to look for that to happen. And if the Cardinals don't come in there and ready to play, they will see just what kind of damage Western Kentucky can do for them tonight. And again, that starts at 8:30, I believe. And I'm not sure what network will be carrying it, but it is going to be a good game. It's certainly going to be one of the highlight games of the night. Again, Western Kentucky 8 o'clock chip against those Louisville Cardinals. So we'll see what happens there. Also, number three, Kansas, taking on California tonight at 11 o'clock, way out there on the West Coast. A lot of people will already be in bed, but my guess is Kansas should be able to beat Cal relatively easy. Kansas is another team that we'll see come March. What are your thoughts here quickly on that there, Josh?
Kansas should blow out California. I also want to give a shout-out to Ron Hunter and IEPY. They have a very tough challenge tonight, taking on number seven, San Diego State. Unfortunately, it's not on TV locally, but I encourage anybody who hasn't yet to check out San Diego State. They are this year's Butler.
Well, and I totally agree with that, but also not to take anything away from IUPUI. They have played some good games. They have been right there. And I tell you what, San Diego is a great team, and we'll see what happens tonight. San Diego State is 13-0. They're the real deal. And I tell you, they're right up there with Duke in their 21-game run and has a good chance to extend that on into 2011. And they faced the Jags against IUPUI tonight. But like I just said, IUPUI has the ability to play right there with them play-by-play and can put together some plays and can hit the outside shot, can hit the rebounds, and can make it happen. So, again, there could be a couple really big upsets tonight. Also, I know that, Josh, you have the NBA. Did you talk about Larry Brown stepping down, and what's the situation behind that? Did you talk about the controversy between the Lakers and the Heat? What's going on there? Did you talk about your blog?
I talked about my blog. The only controversy with the Lakers is I'm a Christian, so I'm going to go out on a limb, and I don't know if Tom's heard his statements yet. I agree. I never thought about it until Phil Jackson said it. It's a shame that NBA plays games on Christmas Day. You know, there's other religions. Other religions have their holidays. Phil Jackson's a Christian and wants to be off on Christmas because it's one of the holiest days of the year. And he's getting tired of the Lakers being scheduled every Christmas. He says the NBA needs to stop scheduling games on Christmas Day and observance of the Christian holy day. I tend to agree with them.
Okay. Well, you know, there again, it goes back to the fans. When the fans stop buying the tickets on Christmas Day and stop showing up in record attendance, they'll change it. But until then, as long as it's a money-making thing, they won't change it. Obviously, there's two games scheduled for Christmas Day, and I agree. Christmas is a very holy day and should be held with reverence and should be a day when perhaps everybody should take a break and spend it with their families. But at the same time, when those fans decide to spend money and take their families to the game, fans, believe it or not, you have the voice. You can make a change. All you got to do is stop buying the tickets. But as long as you're buying the tickets and spending money on concessions, there's no reason for a team owner or the NBA, quite frankly, to say, and along with TV contracts, to say it's not going to happen anymore. Real quickly, over to the NHL. A lot of things going on over there. We got some games tonight. Tampa Bay and the Islanders. I have a problem with English language. Hit the ice at 7 o'clock. Florida and the Penguins are hitting it together at 7 o'clock. I know that the Penguins is your team. What is your thoughts, Kevin? I mean, Josh, I apologize. What is your thoughts on the Panthers and the Penguins hitting the ice tonight at 7 o'clock there in Pittsburgh?
It should be another great night for Sidney Crosby, Jordan Staal, Malkin, and the Pittsburgh Penguins to get back on their winning streak. Also, Sidney Crosby continues to threaten Wayne Gretzky's season-long points record.
I agree. Agree with you 100%. I think Pittsburgh's going to beat Florida. And I'll tell you, Crosby's carrying the load of that team on the ice, and it should be a very, very good game, and Pittsburgh should come across with a win on that tonight as well. also hitting the ice, Vancouver and the Red Wings and Nashville and Chicago. So, and the Vancouver-Detroit game will be on NHL Network. So you want to check that out for all you hockey fans. Again, a little programming note, we will not be running the balance on Saturday as it's Christmas Day, as we just discussed. That's a holy day. That's a day to remember what the true meaning is of Christmas, as you're rushing around and trying to buy presents. That's all fine and dandy, but keep in mind what the real meaning of Christmas is, and that's to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we want to make sure that we give ample time here at the balance for everybody to spend time with their families and to celebrate that holiday. So on Saturday, there will be no show, The Balance. You can catch all of our archive shows on The Balance Online, www.thebalanceonline.com. You can also catch us on iTunes, and you can also catch us on Facebook. Just search The Balance. You can also find us on Twitter, T-Balance, and give us a follow or send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. Again, I want to say a special thank you to Josh for stepping up to the plate, brother, and carrying the show, the first half of the show. We had a little bit of an extended show today, so Josh, way to do that. We're coming up on the two-minute warning. What are your two-minute warning thoughts as we wrap up the wrap-up today?
I've already given you my prediction for the Mako Las Vegas Bowl. Boise State 38, Utah 20. Boise State has every advantage, especially Kellen Moore, but what to watch? Tempers. The two teams have already tangled during one pregame welcoming dinner. And Utah receiver Devontae Christopher referred to Boise State as Girlsy State on Twitter. So look for the Broncos to get very upset about being called Girlsy State University.
I don't really say that I blame them. Also, as we wrap things up, I want to remind you that Coach Larry Brown and the Bobcats have parted ways. Larry Brown, 70-year-old Larry Brown, has coached 12 teams in 38 years. Will the Bobcats be his last job? I can tell you one thing here at The Balance. We'll keep a look at it. And I can tell you one thing. Brown has a very good resume. Teams will look for him. Owner Michael Jordan announced the move to release the team in a release by the team on Wednesday. Could Michael Jordan be a coach again, Josh? Could it happen? I don't know. There again, we'll see what happens. Michael Jordan is kind of been upset with the direction that the team is headed. I kind of have my own issues with owner coaching situations. I think that just spells, hey, you know, dictatorship in that team and not getting respect from the players, even though he is Michael Jordan. That carries a given respect with it. Hey, I'm Michael Jordan. I'm your owner. I'm your coach. You'll do what I say. Most people will, but that only goes so far. And when they don't win because of it, and they can't put their stuff together on the court because they've got an owner and an owner and a coach all in the same capacity, I think that spells nothing but disaster. What do you think, Josh? Real quickly.
I actually think Phil Jackson will coach the Bobcats next season.
I don't know. I think Phil Jackson is done, especially if he pulls out a championship ring. I think he is done and is going to take a job with the front office there in L.A. Well, guys, that's going to do it for us. Josh, again, thanks for stepping up to the plate today. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you tomorrow on the wrap-up. And, again, check our website four times and the Facebook four times. My name is Tom, and we are out of here.